Right, we're just sheltering from the rain under the arches at near the Waterloo East Theatre, and I'm here with Johnny Fox London, and we've seen Jest End. Now, this is the latest incarnation of this, and it's playing for the next week at the Waterloo East Theatre. Now, John, it's quite funny, and you don't actually need to be a musical theatre aficionado, do you, to appreciate this, although it probably helps.
Well, it's a tradition of Forbidden Broadway, which is, you know, a series of spoofs and pastiches of shows that are currently playing. But actually, they've cast their net pretty wide, and a lot of these shows, you know, might, you, even if you're not a regular theatre goer, you might have seen as movies on television or something like that. And, you know, targets like Les Miserables or Mary Poppins, you could be familiar with, even if you've not been shelling out money to see them in the West End. Mm.
And the cast actually is particularly funny, and as you're quickly racing to the names of them, I think we've got...
Well, I know them. Shall I do them?
Yeah, that'd probably be helpful.
Look up the boy who looks like Graham Norton, because I don't know his name. But the others are great, honestly.
Jodie Jacobs?
I mean, number one, I suppose, Jodie Jacobs. Yeah. A really amazing comic talent, spot-on singer, cheeky expressions, played everything from a kind of Kevin and Perry kind of Billy Elliot to Francis Ruffel at the end of her life, not having worked since Eponine 30 years ago, whatever it was.
Actually, didn't you have a Twitter conversation
with my... Shush!
They
might have got their idea from my Twitter feed, yes indeed. But, anyway. But also I want to single out Scott Garnham, who I thought was so excellent in Grand Hotel. You know, he's showing off that, again, he's got great comic timing, he's got a wonderful voice, he really ought to get a breakthrough role, you know, a West End role pretty soon. Yes. And the same with Lizzie Connolly. You know, what a comedian, what a flexible...
she was quite flexible as the Little Mermaid.
She was quite flexible as a Little Mermaid when she rolled off the stage, yes indeed. And also versatile, and you know, stole the show in Xanadu, and I think, you know, is on her way to, well, I mean, her choice really of straight West End leads or, you know, comic roles, I think she can do both.
But they're all pretty funny. But it was Simon Bailey who was the one you thought looked like Graham Norton.
Yeah, a young Graham Norton.
A young Graham Norton, yes. But both him and Scott Garnham, you know, had quite a lot to show, particularly as dressed as elves in their tights.
Yes, they did have sort of jingle bells, didn't they, in their tights, yes.
No, but, you know, all in all, I think what makes this is that the terrific cast that actually do know comic timing and, you know, can sing incredibly well, and that's what actually made this show quite a revelation.
Yeah, I was really amazed it wasn't mic'd, because to sing and project and deal with all that kind of on-stage mayhem and the costume changes and so on requires tremendous energy, tremendous, you know, physical, vocal energy. Never lost it for a second. It's a really tight show. Whether you are a musical theatre
aficionado,
you say that these days, because, you know, it's not politically correct to say Queen, but
some women do like musical theatre as well.
They do indeed. Yeah. You know, some of those gentlemen who moisturise do take their mothers, yeah. But take anybody you like to this, because I mean, we've just enjoyed it on a Sunday matinee in the company of a lot of working theatre
proper
theatre people,
yeah.
And
as opposed to us, yeah.
For anybody else, it will be a great evening out. Little Waterloo East Theatre is literally just across the road from Waterloo Station.
I believe it's just called the Waterloo East Theatre. There's nothing little about it.
Well, it's not...
it's not big, but yes.
It's not like that one just across the road, is it? You know,
the National.
The National, that's right, yes.
Or the Old Vic. Anyway, it's on until Sunday.